This is extremely welcoming news for our island community, communities that have been left behind for many a generation by concessive governments who have failed to invest properly into the infrastructure of the majority of the islands. But to hear this news, I have to say, not alone that I am delighted, but so will the island community that have been championing the cause of their infrastructure for many years. When we see Alan Hardy, Alan Aaron Moore, and Ishbo Finn, I guess Alan Gola, and Ishifalarigat, Finya Baltimore, road infrastructure that is some of these roads. And as I said yesterday at the council meeting, and I know the importance of these roads in relation to, especially if we look at the maybe the likes of the lighthouse, Stientari, Agathar and Moore, where we have a massive footfall of locals who walk these roads on a regular basis and visitors. So this is fantastic news, and I'd like to just absolutely applaud everybody that has been participating in seeing this across the line. And first and foremost, the island community, Donegal County Council and others. So this is very welcoming news, and I know that the island community, which I obviously spend a lot of time on, will be over the moon in relation to this news this morning. So that's certainly very welcoming news.
And what indeed is important as well is that there is now an agreement in place with the department and Donegal County Council that Donegal County Council, the roads will fall under their remit now. And this is something that has been long called for as well.
Yeah, look, the policies have changed, and all those involved in policy change, I'd like to commend them. Look, it's important. We've been battling and arm wrestling this for many years, and I can only talk about my own part in this here. And I know others far along than I've been a councillor have been at it as well. But sitting down with the department countless times, having one-to-one meetings, raising it at council meetings, constant phone calls, you know, arm wrestling with the department trying to get them to fund these roads. These roads need funding because people live on them, people use them. It's not a case that they're roads to nowhere. And it's certainly encouraging to see that this announcement has been made today. And I, again, I can't express how happy I am that this is now been finally announced.